The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project?
What's going on, everybody? It's the Heath Mulligan Project. We are back again after summer hiatus. And there's been a lot of things on my mind that I wanted to talk about. But I wanted to come on here today, kind of spur of the moment, and just talk about beautiful things. I am leaving the South Carolina Botanical Gardens in Clemson, where I just had a wedding rehearsal, and the wedding's tomorrow, and the weather is perfect. The sun is setting. I'm driving through this beautiful, beautiful, majestic place, and it's like a symphony. And for me, taking the emotion of having kind of worked through the message, the sermon for the wedding, you know, very short sermon, and the emotion of that for me, and the beauty of the bride and groom, and it's just a beautiful play. It's just a beautiful moment. And I just sat there. In the parking lot. Just for a moment. And just tried to breathe it in. And when I get home, the issues of my life are still going to be there. When I get home, there are circumstances that are still going to be the same. There are hard things in life. But in that moment of sitting in that parking lot and just soaking it all in, and I did. I took a moment. I just tried to soak it all in. I tried to feel it. And it was beautiful. And it was a wonderful reminder to me that we have to hit the pause button. I'm not even talking about a Sabbath. I am talking about when we have these moments. And here's the thing. There would have been a lot of times that I would not have recognized that moment. I would not have recognized that moment where God took the circumstances and the scenery and the setting, and he just spoke to me, and all he said was, "Hey, I love you. I love you. You're my son. I love you. I'm going to take care of you. Everything's going to be okay. It's going to be hard. But I've got you." And it was a beautiful reminder. And I wonder if we did that more. I wonder if we breathed more. Our lives are so fast-paced. And I feel like God has really blessed me. I think of last weekend. If you follow me on social media, last Saturday, I was at one church at 9. I got there at 8:30, hung out with the pastor and his staff. Church was at 9. I left that church, got to another church at 10:30, had service there, went out to eat with some of the pastoral staff. I left there. I did a visit about 30 minutes away with an older pastor. Then I drove 3.5-4 hours home to another worship service that we were having, district youth. And people were like, man, you've been everywhere. Man, it was, you know, 300 miles, something like that in a day. But in every moment, like everywhere I was at, the first church service, second church service, visit with the pat, everything. In each of those things, there was a moment. I had one of those moments. I had one of those beautiful moments where I soaked it all in. Where I soaked it all in. Where I felt a lot. I intentionally took a moment and said, thank you. I took a moment to be grateful. I took a moment to understand how blessed I am. It is very easy. Every day of our lives, we can be overwhelmed with the circumstances. We can be overwhelmed with the numbers. We can be overwhelmed with the odds that are against us. We can be overwhelmed by the loneliness, the fear, the anxiety, the incomplete. We can be overwhelmed by all of that. It can be crushing. Sometimes the silence of being in an empty house, it is deafening. It is overwhelming. No matter what age you are, it can crowd in all around you and take up all the empty space in your soul. But when we recognize those moments of light, and when we can learn to do that as a discipline in the midst of the crazy days, in the midst of our coming and our going, when we can, as Brother Lawrence said, you know, when we can learn to really practice the presence of God, it brings light into those dark areas that can creep in sometimes. It can keep us going. It reminds us that there's something to live for. It reminds us that we have hope. It reminds us that our courage doesn't come from within ourselves. It comes from someone else, someone who is greater than us. Again, it's not an easy thing to do. It's not a hard thing to do. You just got to do it. You have to practice it. You have to make a discipline of capturing those moments. And it may not be a sunset. Maybe something else. It may be different to you. God speaks to us all in so many different ways. I mean, to me, he speaks to the sunrise and the sunset. And on my best days, when my mental health is the best, I'm coming out of the gym while the sun is coming up, and I'm sitting on my back porch while the sun is going down. I'm reminded that I am not in control. That I don't have to be in control, that someone greater than me is making sure that everything is working and going right. And that takes a huge amount of pressure off of me. I'm in this really unique, amazing season of life right now. You know, for the first time in 26 years, I'm not on staff at a church. And so I get up on Sunday mornings and I can go to church wherever I want to. And typically, most Sundays, I go to two churches. I'll go to early service in a church, pick my son up, and then we'll go to a late service somewhere. And I'm trying to formulate, I'm trying to figure out the words for a podcast episode, for a video that just talks about my experience with that. And the hope is that I want to encourage people who are on staff. Because I'm sure there's people who are on staff at a church that envy me being able to visit churches every week. But there's a little bit of me that envies them being on staff at a church. There's parts of that that I really miss. And it's been a very good practice for me to, and I've been very blessed to know people at multiple local churches and to be able to get plugged into some discipleship opportunities. And, yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, I just want to encourage you. I just want to encourage you. Life is a beautiful thing. And you are here for a reason. You are on this planet for a reason, for a purpose. And the Holy Spirit, God, He just wants to pour out on you. He just wants to let you know that He loves you. And that everything's going to be all right. Maybe hard. You might have to go through some hard stuff. You may have to do some really hard things. I mean, right now, going through some hard stuff, having to do some really hard things. I would say in a lot of ways, 2023 has been one of the hardest years I've ever been through. In a lot of ways. In ways that I can't talk about it. But I'm so blessed. And I'm just grateful. And if you're listening to this and you know you're struggling to find your purpose, and you're struggling to find your passion, and you're struggling to really believe that there's possibilities out there for you, I want you to hit me up. If you're struggling with health issues, I want you to hit me up. I'm trying some new things, trying some new supplements, trying some new things to kind of help me get over that hump. And I was encouraged last night. I was scrolling through my phone, and I'm not where I want to be, but as I look back and saw different pictures, and I saw pictures of the scale, I've made progress. Especially, I saw a picture from it was about 6 years ago, and I've made a lot of progress. As a matter of fact, I saw that picture, saw my measurements, and I was like, oh my goodness, I don't even remember being that big. There's a picture of me from a wedding I did, I want to say in 2019. I think it was the first wedding I had done after Karen passed away. And it was a summer wedding, and it was hot. And there's this really great picture of me with the bride and the groom. And it is a beautiful picture. It's a beautiful picture from the reception. And I remember the first time I saw that picture, and I remember that day. It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day. And maybe it was 2020. I can't remember. Anyway, it was a beautiful day, and I remember just being so hot, and I remember people kept looking at me saying, "Are you okay?" And I look at this picture of me and the bride and the groom, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I look like I'm about to die. I just remember how I felt that day. And I can honestly say, I haven't felt like that since then. And I can honestly say, my health is certainly not where I want it to be, but I feel great for the most part. I mean, I need to stretch more. I need to get that lower back worked out. But I feel pretty good. I feel strong, and I'm only going to get stronger. So I just want you to be encouraged. You don't have to do this alone. There's resources, there's people. I'm here for you. I named this podcast the Heath Mulliken Project because I am a work in progress, and you're a work in progress. And if we just stay the course, and right now I'm in this season of, okay, you know, I've been doing these things, not really seeing the results. What tweaks do I need to make? And just kind of going from there. But I'm blessed. Happy. Got a lot going on. And excited for this beautiful wedding tomorrow. And really honored to be part of it. So God bless you wherever you are, whoever you are, wherever you're listening to this. Be blessed. If you're wherever you saw this link, leave a comment. I'd love to help you in any way I can. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.